It's the next year on PodTech.net. I'm Matt Kelly, and I'm joined today by Neil Brooker. He's president of T3 Motion. It's an Irvine, California-based company that is building a personal mobility vehicle. It's alternative-fueled, 100% electric vehicle. We see it here in a security installation, a security mode.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we went out originally to try to meet some of the unmet needs of the professional end user. So in essence, law enforcement, police, private security.
It's actually an area that really has been left out of this whole spectrum, it seems.
Well, it is. Yeah, well, we also feel that if you introduce the vehicles or electric vehicles in this domain, you're going to learn a little bit about it because you get great feedback from these guys in terms of what's
they're
working.
They're using it every day. They're using it in high-stress situation, perhaps?
High stress, how do they abuse it? Mm-hmm. You know, whether the vehicle can take the abuse of high speeds, being knocked about. And also we find out how the batteries, this is an electric vehicle, of course, how the batteries are being used, what sort of cycles can we expect from them, what can we do to improve performance in the vehicle, basically.
Well, introduce us to the T3, tell us all about it.
Sure. The T3 is a three-wheel, so one forward, two back, stand-up personal mobility vehicle. So in essence, the driver is standing all the time that he's driving it. The advantage of that is it gives you a great elevated platform, so you're seeing above a crowd. So if you think of a law enforcement guy out on a foot patrol, or maybe even doing a function that would typically be done with motorcycles or cars.
Or horse,
yeah, exactly. This gives him an alternative where he can actually be on a vehicle where he's standing above the crowd, he has a command position, but by the same token, he's accessible. So it really he really helps with community policing.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's traveling on the vehicle, maybe doing 5 miles per hour, less than that, in and out of a crowd, and he gets a call where he has to be at another part of town, and it's a mile or so away. What this does, it gets you there very, very fast. You can go 25 miles per hour. So when he needs to really throttle the vehicle, he can get to a situation in a very fast time. And when he gets there, he's not out of breath. He hasn't run there, he hasn't pedaled there. He hasn't had to try to get around a street access situation.
And in a sense, based on its size, conceivably it could go up on sidewalks or take alternate transportation other than paved roads to get to his emergency destination.
Absolutely, yeah. It goes on the sidewalk, it can go into a car park, it can go into shopping mall structures. So this vehicle can go inside, it can go outside. The vehicle turns on a dime, so in essence, you can basically get into an elevator, turn the vehicle around and that and come out the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got some applications in areas where traditional vehicles can't go.
And again, not just police, but also maybe a security detail of a large entity or something might want this as a fleet type of
Exactly.
For their security personnel.
Exactly. Where we've seen some great applications is in airports, getting in and out of airports, controlling the flow of traffic through there, helping people out. We've also seen applications on campuses. So, you know, where campuses, a lot of these colleges are trying to be green now, but they're trying to get from one side of the campus to the other. They have to navigate their way around bollards and structures. This is great for that.
Are you seeing more adoption or acceptance of this type of vehicle from other markets other than North America, or is North America your primary market for it?
We introduced the vehicle at the end of last year. And what we found is actually the demand for something like this is way outstripping what we had originally anticipated.
No kidding.
So, I mean,
it's a great problem to have,
yeah. So what we're doing right now is ramping up our production, and that's really just to meet the North American
What are we talking about in terms of numbers?
Well, this year we anticipate we'll do about somewhere between 1,000 to 2,000 vehicles,
okay.
And then next year in North America alone we could do about 3,000 or 4,000 vehicles. But what we will do at the end of this year is go internationally with the vehicle.
So, and what are they retailing for?
It goes for just below $8,000,
okay.
So $7,988.
Mm-hmm. And what type of features accompany this vehicle? We've talked that it's all electric, so it's emissions-free.
Yep.
It's got some sort of battery in it. To us about the recharging capability.
Exactly. So with the batteries, we've designed the batteries to really get over some of the perceptions that exist with electric vehicles. That is, you have a limited range. What we have is two battery packs that are in the vehicle that slide in and out very, very easy. On the current vehicles that we have on the show display today, they're lithium polymer batteries. So that gives you 30 miles on a single charge.
And a charge being an 8-hour charge?
No, it's about a full charge is 3 hours, but you can
110 volts?
We're running 32 volts on the vehicle right now. So we have a charger that will do the conversion. But The important thing here is that the batteries slide in and out very, very quickly. So if you have an additional couple of batteries on charge, all you have to do is come in, slide two out, slide two in, and
Genius.
You're off and running again.
Yeah.
And now there's no perception problem of, well, what if I wanted to do more than 30 miles in a day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, just put another couple of batteries in there. No mm-hmm. big deal.
Yeah.
Other features on the vehicle is we have fully integrated LED lights. We have an LCD display which will tell you the charge stayed on the batteries, tell you your speed, odometer, and it will also tell you how much current you're pulling when you're accelerating.
And I hear a siren,
and
so
you hear
it is based with
too.
A siren.
So for the, for the police
with
model.
A siren.
So, but that's actually a WAV file, so we can actually put whatever you want in there.
Hmm.
So you give us the WAV file that you want and we can install it into the vehicle.
Wow. It's unique. I don't think I've seen anything like it on the market.
No, there isn't. I mean, the closest to it is probably the Segway, which is the two-wheel variant. But, you know, I think when you're going out and buying a vehicle like this, you have to assess what you're going to use the vehicle for and then make a decision from there.
Mm-hmm. Your final thoughts about the promise of the T3 and its role in trying to reduce carbon emissions? And
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we see this as very key for us. Right now, you see a lot of applications with private security, with law enforcement, and many other applications where people are using gasoline-powered vehicles. It could even be cars. You have one guy in the vehicle sitting there idling in a community area. We feel that we can replace some of this emissions in the market. So,
and yet maintain security and
maintain
visibility,
security, visibility
and mobility at the same time.
And improve community policing relations at the same time.
Wonderful. It's a great mission, and I wish you just the most success with your venture. It's really exciting to see.
Great. Thank you very much, Matt.
Neil Brooker, president of T3 Motion out of Irvine, California. It's a pleasure having you on the podcast. For the next year, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.